Yo, you know she kinda goofy and off the wall, but you can push beyond your boundaries with Lauren Devon. This is every little thing, we can get it, we can win. Help you with those life decisions and those changes from within. She go in, help you with your spiritual growth. Go beyond the limits to your pinnacle, yo. Do it now, listening to every little thing. Take a leap of faith, you a better than you think. Take it as it comes, yo, we going with the flow. This is every little thing, but you already know. Yo, take it as it comes, yo, we going with the flow. This is every little thing, but you already know, yo.
So, yes, I am goofy. I'm weird. I do cuss a lot. I'm so sorry. I do try to monitor my profanity, but it just kind of comes out as it comes.
That's what she said.
I can't do anything about that except for try my very best to not cuss. I want to begin this journey of a podcast with you guys that are listening. I just kind of want to start out by bringing you to a place that I, in a sense, started myself. It's so neat to look back and see how much I've changed from the time I started, which was a little over a year ago, actually, because I really have grown and just formed into this beautiful place that is full of love for everyone. Much bigger place than I had in some of my recordings. I mean, I wasn't mindful with my thoughts and everything. So it is really nice to see how much I've grown. It was always self-love. Self-love, self-love, self-love. Because if you can't love yourself, then you can't love anyone else. Because you can't pour from an empty cup. I love this quote. It is, you are what you love, not what loves you. Think about it as in all the people that are around you, who you come in contact with each and every day, whether it be at work, at school, in any type setting, at the grocery store, damn it. I mean, everywhere. You're always gonna be having to immerse yourself in society unless you take drastic measures. I mean, it's always going to be there. And say that you talk to someone and give them a compliment, for example. And they look at you like you're stupid and say, whatever, walk away. Okay, well, instead of taking that personally, you should take that as what is hurting them so badly that they couldn't even accept that compliment that I just gave them. And I hope that wherever they are and whatever is hurting them, I do hope that they figure out a way to mend it softly and surely, because you want it to get better. But I used to never think that way. I took everything personally. It took me so long to get the fact that they are not being that way towards you. It's not you. It is whatever has hurt them that is making them that way. And if you think like that, then you'll understand and you'll feel their pain, because I know that when I experienced one of the most traumatic things that had ever happened in my life, and still to this day, has been one of the most significant moments that I know has changed me into who I am today. I understand exactly what it feels like to look at anyone and everyone who might be happy-go-lucky and want to say fuck you. Because honestly, you don't know how that feels until you're there yourself. And I don't wish anything bad upon anyone, but I just want to say that we grow and blossom from the darkest places. And however that may be that you have to experience and understand that exact statement, then it's in your own time. We're all walking different roads. So just know that whatever you're putting out into the world, you're gonna attract right back to you. So, yes, that person might not have acknowledged your compliment. So what? It's going to come back to you in some way, shape, or form, even if it's a self-reflection that they might find on their own and later down the road. So in some way, you have to understand that you did help them and you did bring positive energy into their life. I also wrote down, speaking of attracting into your life what you want, I wrote, attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, become what you respect, and mirror what you admire. I love that because it's so true. Mirror what you admire. What do you love about other people? What do you look for in your relationships? What do you look for in a friendship? Be that person for those people and it will come back. It will come right back to you. Now, I have to say that a big transformation took place once I got into Charlotte and I was by myself. I was simply lost, for sure. I had never been outside of my hometown. My friends weren't right around the corner to call. I mean, I just had people all over the place. They were right around the corner in the nooks and crannies everywhere. I had people
on deck
always. So moving to Charlotte taught me a lot about being alone. And I can say I love it now. I really do. Obviously, because I'm starting a podcast and I cannot record myself if I'm around people. I went through a big, big change. I went through some dark, dark times. I felt depressed. I felt crazy. It wasn't that I was just alone. It was that the people I went to talk about things, they didn't understand anymore. They couldn't simply fathom what I was telling them. And a lot of them, I mean, love y'all, but they would look at me and be like, what kind of drugs are you taking? Do you need to get help?
Stop it. Get some help.
And it broke my heart. It did. It broke my heart. But this is something I wrote down as well, and it perfectly just, it embodies exactly what I am getting at through telling you this. It says, I understand now that I'm not a mess, but deeply, I am just a person who feels in a messy world. I explain that now when someone asks me why I cry so often. And I simply say, for the same reason I laugh so often. It's because I'm paying attention. I'm the most oblivious person that there is, that I know. I mean, I just am. I don't pay attention to a lot of things, like sports, honestly. Sorry. Okay. It's just, I pay attention to the universe and what all is around me that I'm being shown from my angels, from just God. You have to pay attention. Don't pray every night if you're not going to simply look at what is being given to you. You have to understand that it might come in the smallest of packages. It might come in shitty wrapping paper. I don't know how to explain it. It's just you have to look. You have to open your eyes. Even in your dreams, like, those are messages. That is a message from God and our angels. I mean, I know that I wrote down a lot of dreams that I had throughout my just darkest times. I really did. I would see and feel so heavily. At that point in my life, I was not loving myself. I thought I was batshit crazy because that's what everyone told me. I just want to read to you from a book called The Power of Positive Energy. Chapter 1 is called Awakening to Yourself as an Energetic Being. Dare to dream higher. Dare to reach a little bit further. Dare to step into your potential. For when you do, you will see that every day holds hundreds of opportunities that will rain down on you like glittering stars. The next part is called Reclaiming Your Power. And it says, many of us forget that we have the power to shape our reality. And I just want to throw my hands up and scream amen, because we do. I mean, I forgot. I forget sometimes still. It's a constant, endless journey in which we are all in the midst of growing, blossoming into who we are and our purpose here. I mean, because if we weren't, we'd be dead.
Oh my fucking God, she's fucking dead.
Understand that. Let that resonate, because you do have the power to shape your reality. Not necessarily the circumstances that we cannot control, but simply how we embrace those unwanted moments and circumstances. That is what I mean when I say that you hold the power. Who are you? You are amazing. You're complex. You're a divine being who is essentially composed of a soul, a mind, and a body. As you begin to understand the nature of who you are, it may allow you to take a glimpse into your potential and why you are here on this earthly journey. Who are you on the deepest level? Are you the observer of your thoughts? As the observer, you have control over which thoughts you choose to believe and which thoughts you choose to ignore. At any given moment, you have the power to change those thoughts that are flowing in and the thoughts flowing out. You are not your body, and you are not your mind. You are simply soul energy. And that is why, as an empath, I can feel and just see the energy, not necessarily see it because I don't have that ability, no, but I can feel it so deeply. I really do. It radiates off of people immediately when I come in contact with them, and I can feel exactly their just whole entire vibe. Like, whatever they may have written on their face or, you know, coming out of their mouth, that makes no difference to me because I can genuinely feel if they're full of shit or not. And I say full of shit with love because a lot of people do feel like they have to put up an illusion and a facade for others. So, at your very core, you are a soul that was given a body and a mind. Your body and mind are temporary tools to help you on this journey in which you have taken on. So yeah, it is. They are tools, and it's up to us to use them. We have to take full advantage of all the things that we're given, and we have to be grateful for them and the same. We should be. Why not? We're so lucky to just be a part of this. Your soul knew that you might forget about it. So at times, your soul may remind you of its presence. I have a story about that because, sure enough, my soul woke me up like, I didn't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all not gonna get no sleep because of me. My eyeballs sure got peeled back, let me tell you what. I mean, it was unreal, and that was what I couldn't tell people about because no one understood or believed me. It was very frustrating. It's known as the awakening period. It is like the biggest aha moment of your life, pretty much. A knowledge that shakes you so deeply, and it just, your whole entire life is going to start to shift and change. And that is exactly what happened to me. Exactly what started my life to shift, because for once in my life, I held on to it. I held on to what I knew I was capable of, and I didn't let it go. And I had always had this power, just as any of us do, but it was the fact that I denied it based around what everyone told me. What I found to be so interesting was the fact that every single person who claimed to have gone through their awakening, we all felt the same thing. It's mind-blowing. And it's really just like this intense energy that moves through you that is just brighter and grander than anything we've ever felt before. Hi, Mr. Bird. Good morning. But it makes your entire body feel electrified. And I was not about to let that go. So the awakening process is what I noticed to be very similar along the lines of what happens to all of us. And that's what was so incredible to me. Whenever I was going through this phase, it took me a little bit, but I wasn't the only one that felt this way. I found podcasts, just people that talked about this kind of thing, and they talked about it just as I did. And that is what brought me to a place of just peace. And I was thrilled.
I'm not crazy.
And that was the best thing to find out ever. And just reading this book that I told you guys I had
It is crazy accurate as well. I mean, literally it gives you 1, 2, 6 steps in how the pattern of awakening is usually going to happen. Obviously, everyone's awakening is unique to them. It says, awakening is magical and beautiful, but it can also be very painful as well, as you must come face to face with all the fears that are from your past hurt that may have been buried away, denied, or ignored. We are having to peel away all the layers of hurt that have been collected over the years. Too many synchronistic patterns here. Honestly, this is insane how chapter 1 is awakening to yourself as an energetic being, and it gives you 6 steps as to how it can possibly happen. Literally, word for word, exactly the way I would describe it. Yes, our awakening process is always going to be unique to ourselves, but every story is one that you'll be familiar with. Conscious and unconscious blocks or barriers, all in which we have built up around ourselves out of fear, self-doubt, pain, and lack of confidence. I lacked love for myself. I lacked confidence in all that I was doing because I was consistently trying to pour from an empty cup into others that were around me. When I finally started to focus on me, and I really just spent so much time alone, I quit trying to go so far out of my way and instead just focus on myself for a change. I needed to better me first.
I found through many podcasts, which I mentioned, you know, several of my favorites in the last pilot episode, that really, really helped me. And the topics that they spoke about and just all the different things that I had never looked into, it was just so refreshing to be a part of and feel just so loved by listening to them speak to me. And I want to make you guys feel that same way. I really want you guys to feel as if you could tell me anything, because like I said, this is a platform with no judgment, and I just want nothing but positive and amazing things to come from it for you. I hope that you do feel comfortable enough to reach out to me, and even if you don't want to speak on the podcast, I would love to just personally talk to you, because that's one of the things that I have learned to absolutely just embrace and admire in the world, is all the perspectives that there are out there. You have to open your eyes to it. If you can just open your eyes and your heart, then there's so much just magic in the world around you. It's insane. And like I said, just listening to how far I've come just in my self-love and my own personal life, it is crazy to see that significant jump I've taken. And I would have never really noticed that I had changed much. I mean, I definitely do notice things, but in that nature, to listen back to yourself talk about things, and that's another thing that my writing does too. When I write, I pour my feelings out onto paper. Whatever I'm feeling in that moment, it's going to be right there on the paper, so I don't forget. I date it all, and going back and looking through my writing and through my recordings that I've taken, through my voice memos in my phone, it's not like some professional manner that I go about doing this. It's just so crazy to see all the little fine details in which I know I forgot. That is one thing that I feel like journaling and just simply documenting at least your vibrational mood of what you are feeling that day, if you have the time. I can say for myself that it helped tremendously. Learning about myself and trying to set goals, I got to see how far I actually would come from the time that I would set them. I'm a procrastinator, most certainly. And I mean, I don't really like to put time frames because I'm late to everything. So obviously I don't want to make myself feel like a bad person because I didn't accomplish my goal in time. But that's just how I am. Take it at your own pace. Don't make yourself feel like you are obligated to be in a spot that maybe you physically and emotionally can't be in by the time you would like to be. Because of course, if that was the case, we'd all be millionaires, right? So don't put that pressure on yourself. But I do think that that is one way and a strategy that you all might could try that helped me tremendously.
In any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or to step back into safety. One of life's greatest gifts is that of your own self-transformation. Every Little Thing is a podcast generated as an advocate for love and diversity. We support your unique journey.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.